Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, and welcome. This is Stars Rainbow Rose, and I'm here with my buddy, Stars Maya, again, and we're going to have another topic for you. Something just for FYI, so you guys don't think that we just went out and grabbed the information off a bush. Both Stars Maya and myself have over 30 years as professional spiritual intuitives. So we kind of know whereof we speak. And today's topic is on animal guides and totems. And I'm going to turn it on over to you, Stars Maya, so you can say hello to the guys and get this ball rolling.
Okay. Thank you, Stars Rainbow Rose. As always, it's a pleasure working with you and speaking with you. And this is a very interesting subject, and I'm excited to share with our listeners some of our different ideas that we have on the subject. I come from a place more of animal guides. I feel that we have, as human beings, we have a special connection to animals. And I feel that most of us, even if we're not aware, or as we spoke in our topic on guides, even if we haven't connected with, we do have animal guides. And the American Indians sometimes referred to those as animal totems. And I see it, the idea and the connection, the energy, if you will, the same. So I come from a place of believing, and I have my own personal, I have a very strong animal guide that I feel work with me and works in a little bit different way than a energy that's more human type. Human type, I mean, has knowledge and experience. And what about you, Stars Rainbow Rose? Where do you fit in with all this, with animal guides and all that encompasses?
I love connecting to the animals. I mean, being an animal communicator, that's, of course, you know, when you're spiritually intuitive, it usually goes across the board for many of us. And so the ability to connect to animals comes natural, but also to have that special connection with the animals from the other side that can step in and help me to, along the way, either feel safe or, in fact, if I need to see clearer, I might connect to a red-tailed hawk, which is one of my totems, and I can feel strong. I can see clearer if I need to, if I need different sense of things at any given time. The animals help me do that, and I think it's exciting. And how do you work with your animal guides?
Well, I thought that was a very, very excellent way that you put that. And what I got from that, and I just want to make sure I understood you, you mentioned the red-tailed hawk, and that would help you see clear. Is that because they rely so much on their vision and they see their prey from distances? Is that the correlation you made, or is it just your own personal correlation?
Well, I that's probably why. I just know that different animals have different attributes, and when I do connect into the hawk, it's usually to help me see, to get more of a clarity on the overall picture. If I'm not seeing something clear enough, I feel like the hawk can help to bring me higher so I can see it like that.
Oh, that's so beautiful. What a great analogy. That makes a lot of sense. And I see things, I would say, probably very similar. I often see an inner circle and an outer circle, and I'm talking about energy and guides, angels, and then into the animal guides, animal totems. And I feel that a lot of times, unless we bring them closer, I feel that our animal guides and totems stay on the outer circle. So they're more on the outer edges. For example, I have a very strong wolf, and that represents to me a couple different things. One is protection, and the wolf protects the on being on the outer circle and with a lot of clients, I will pick up an animal that is more of a forceful, more of a stronger animal, like a lion, a panther, a bear, which can also relate to some of the traits that they carry in personality, but also helps as somewhat of a protection by protecting them. So that would be a word that I would put next to animal guides and totems a lot, would be protection. I see them as having perhaps their primary function. The way I view their energy is protection, although, as I said, they can be brought into the inner circle, and I think that's amazing that what you said, if you need to see clear, you can call on a red hawk. If you need something different, you can call on something else. So that's kind of where I see, and to me, I don't really differentiate between a guide or a totem. To me, it's kind of the same. What about yourself, Stars Rainbow Rose?
One of the things that you had just mentioned, Stars Maya, that I'd like to comment on, and that's that, and it's true, as a reader, when I plug in and work in someone's energy field, I many times will pick up on the fact that, you know, right there, right to greet me, will be a wolf, or will be a tiger, or an animal that a protective animal, and that they'll come up first. And I've at some, especially when I work with people that are gifted or use their talents, and I'll have to tell them, you know, could you take a second and ask your animal to step back so I can read your field, because it would stand right in the way of my doing that. So I just wanted to mention that, and thanks for bringing that up. As far as totems, a totem to me is more what I stepped into, and I'm sure everybody's got their own idea of what that looks like. But I not only have a spirit animal that I connect to that is a red-tailed hawk, when I go on quests, when I do my vision quests, I turn into a red-tailed hawk. So I feel that in that sense, that's more who I become, who I connect to.
Okay, very interesting. I'm sure that our listeners are very tuned into this, because this is some very interesting information that you're passing along. So you actually almost, I believe that a term that has been used before is shape-shifting. And so if I'm understanding you correctly, when you go, for example, when you go on a vision quest, then you shape-shift into that particular animal depending on what lessons or what you need to see or feel or hear or smell. Did I understand that correctly?
Yes, and I mean, to the point that if I'm working with a client, and I am taking the client on a journey, on a spiritual journey. Sometimes I will tell them, you know, if you, especially if they're sighted, I'll say, you know, and if you see a red-tailed hawk, I said, just, you know, don't be concerned. That's just me. So I have had clients that have seen me in that form. That's just a form that I will take when I'm journeying with someone.
Okay, that's very interesting. I haven't delved into that type of a journey. I work in a little bit different ways, which is what makes everything so interesting, is that there, in the spiritual realm, there's not a right or wrong way. There's just a myriad of ways that we all work, and why, you know, these topics are so fascinating, because we get to give our listeners different ideas and outlooks and beliefs and perceptions and what have you. So let me ask you this, Stars Rainbow Rose. Do you feel that there are any animals, if you're, let's say you're dealing with a client, you're doing a reading, or you are healing, or whatever the case may be, are there any animals that are, in general, to you, a signal of something that's more negative, or something that is like what I call a red flag? Any animal in particular that generally stands for something that you need to be alerted to and to share with the client?
Not particularly. I mean, sometimes when I plug into the animal or plug into that field, many times I have to go more by the energy around it, you know, like if something feels really
right.
Negative, because I've seen some very fluffy looking, you know, tigers that the energy that came through was not pretty. It was not comfortable. I think if sometimes, and I don't see, I want to be careful not to put a stigma on the animals themselves, But there are times when I plug into when I feel a raven or a crow, especially the energy of raven, it alerts me. I get nervous around that energy.
That's interesting, because that would have been about the only animal that I would have said that I feel that it garners my attention. And I agree with you. There may be people out there that have a great animal totem or guide that is a raven or a crow or even a blackbird, but more the raven. I agree with you on that. So we don't want those people to become upset if they have a good connection and that's a positive energy for them. But when that comes up for me and I see that bird around someone, that I'm usually alerted to something that I need to delve deeper and I need to find out what's going on. It doesn't usually signify to me something positive. Usually there's something that needs to be looked at. So it's interesting that we have the same idea on that particular animal. And what about things like dragons, or, you know, I've done some reading and research and I've, you know, had some experiences with what I would call reptilian type of animals, and I would say dragons or alligators, something like that. What is your take on the meaning or the significance of those particular animals?
Well, as far as like the dragons, and I am connected to a dragon. His name's Charlie, and he's my protector. And I've been with him for about 3 or 4 years now. And what's interesting is the dragons come from their own realm. So, you know, just like there's a fairy realm, there's also a dragon realm. And the dragon, in this case, is absolutely, for me, it was much needed, because when, as you know as well as I do, many times when we plug into people, there's a sense of vulnerability because we're going, connecting into somebody else's field. And all I can believe is that, you know, God and my guides and angels wanted me to be safer than I was, because I would be working with people that were more intense. And so I was visiting my sons, and I was out there walking, and I kept seeing this purple streak, and I didn't know what it was. And I plugged in deeper, and I recognized that it was a dragon, and the dragon had lost his person, and he kind of attached himself to me. And believe me, the energy of the dragon, people will pay attention to that. They may not know why, but there's been times when I've had really felt attacked or felt that my energy was being pulled in ways I didn't want it pulled, and I can just inside, it's almost like a silent screaming that I do to Charlie, and he will show up, and when he shows up, it's done, it's over. You know, there's the person backs off, that energy, whatever was attacking me or bothering me, goes. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, yeah, I see that makes sense. I was just very intent on listening to you. So Charlie is a very active and very protective guide or totem for you, so that he keeps you safe from energies that are coming in, maybe slipping through the cracks, so to speak.
Yes, and in a very interesting, this is a very cute idea of how Charlie works, is that I have a client that I've had for years, and she's quite sensitive, and she and I were talking, and I was working with her inner teenager part, not her inner child, but her inner teenager part, and her inner teenager part was quite used to attacking me. She was, for years and years, she would just come through and just grab me. I mean, to the point sometimes she would grab my energy and I would start choking. That's how strong that she could be. And mm-hmm. And I had had Charlie for probably, I don't know, maybe 7 or 8 months, and it's not something I broadcast, so I didn't mention it to her. And so I'm talking to the client, and her inner teenager decided to come out and be bratty like that, just went for my throat. And I instantly called Charlie, and it got dead silence. And the inner teenagers, it's like it was funny. You hear this little voice going, "Where'd you get the dragon?" she said. She was able to pick up on it. She saw it. It backed her right off. And it's amazing. It is. And it's I don't know why Charlie chose me, but I'm really glad he did. He's a very special part of my life.
It sounds like it. Your voice definitely has a great tone to it when you talk about him. So so I can tell that he has been an important part of your spiritual work and that he has, like the example you gave us, that's amazing that the other person was able to visualize and see what you had visualized and saw, because not every client can do that. They, if they're not very evolved, they're not able to see, you know, our guides or our, the animals around us. So that's a great story. So Charlie has definitely come through for Stars Rainbow Rose, that's for sure.
Yes, he has. And I have a question for you, for so you can help our listeners out there. How could people start connecting to their guides? How do they know if they've got an animal guide? You know, can you help people with that? Stars Maya?
Sure, I would love to. I believe that everyone has an animal guide, an animal around them. I believe that when their beloved pets pass, whether it's a bird or a guinea pig, a dog or a cat, a horse, that energy stays in their heart just like it would be if it was a human. And oftentimes that becomes their protector. But I also believe, aside from that, everyone does have animal guides. And I usually tell people, if they're interested in the subject and they want to know, how do I know what is my animal guide? Some of the things I ask them, is there any animal that you've always been fascinated about or that you've dreamt about or that you always are drawn to? A lot of people go to the zoo. For me, I'm not able to go to the zoo. It's a very sad thing for me to see the animals in cages, because maybe because of my spirituality, I believe they're supposed to be free. So I don't do the zoo thing. But that's where I tell people to usually start, is to try to look back in your life and find, you know, see, did you ever see an animal, a vision of an animal when you were going through a difficult time, or when you were grieving about something or struggling with something? And or is there any animal that's just always fascinated you that you've always loved? Like, I have a friend, and she had never even thought about it, but for the longest time, she had been very drawn to white elephants, and her house is just overrun with them. She collects them, not real ones. I should be clear, she doesn't have a house full of real white elephants, but, you know, statuettes and little trinkets, necklaces, and she's also very drawn to ivory, and she's very emotional about this. And so in working with her, we were able to find out pretty quickly that that is one of her strongest animal totems, and it's definitely a very protective. And it's also, it's funny because she would tell me that she used to hear something, not so much audibly hear it, but it was as if it was going off in her head, and it sounded like a trumpet. Well, that was her elephant. Her elephant was a male, and he was sounding the trumpet. So I usually advise people, first of all, to start with, you know, any animal that they've been especially drawn to or fascinated with, even if they've never had, you know, there's some animals that, like a white elephant, from what I understand, they're rare. It's not something they may have seen in person. You don't have to go to Africa to find your totem. And it could be something as simple. I've had people that have had even monkeys or, you know, birds like parrots or even cockatiels, things like that. So that's kind of how I get people started. And if they really don't have anything that, you know, if they tell me, gosh, I don't know, you know, I kind of like this animal, I kind of like that animal, then a lot of times I'll ask permission, do I have permission to enter into your energy and see what I come across? And then I will kind of guide them and say, well, this is the vision that I keep getting, or this is the word that I keep getting. And so go look through some magazines or go research something and see if it resonates with you. And I'll just like with everything, if something resonates within our soul and our spirit, then we're probably on to something. If that makes sense.
It does. And I think also that we can have more than one animal guide and totem. I think that we can connect to as many as we need, and that they can change it at different times. One thing I suggest to my clients is to go inward and ask to connect to your spirit guide, your animal guide, to show up and just see yourself walking down like a path or a dirt road or something, and just kind of look beside you. For some reason, they tend to come in on the right. I don't know why, but, just kind of walk down that road, and you'll see somebody, an animal or something, walking, swimming, talking, whatever, fluttering, whatever, beside you. So it's kind of neat. I think it's, as you can tell, I think the whole topic fascinates me. And another one of my totems and my guides is a dragonfly. Absolutely. Whenever I see it, and in this case, it's the symbol of the dragonfly. When I'm out, the dragonflies themselves will come very close, and I get a good sense of being heard, or I get a sense of wisdom that I probably wouldn't have otherwise. And also, like I said, I can be somewhere and not know it. Like if I'm putting out to my guides, is this something I should buy, or is this a good place to walk into, or I don't know, is that person, should I talk to the person? 9 times out of 10, I'll see a dragonfly around them, or they'll be wearing something, or there'll be a picture of a dragonfly near them. And that's the kind of way that spirit will talk to me and tell me that it's okay to connect to somebody, too. So it's interesting.
Wow.
How animal guides are used in different ways.
So the dragonfly is more of a symbolic animal guide, that when that symbol appears, that it's letting you know that to go forward. And I do agree with you, Stars Rainbow Rose, that, in the same case of many things in life, there, it's infinite, it's unlimited. It just depends on how much time we want to spend and how deep we want to go and what's really necessary for us on this earth to complete our journey, to reach our potential. But I believe, too, that there's an unlimited amount of animal guides that we can call upon, and we could gather a whole menagerie if we so chose to, that they would be willing if we're willing. And I love that about the dragonfly, about seeing that. And there was a movie about a dragonfly symbol, and it starred with Kevin Costner. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it came to mind. It's a beautiful movie, and the dragonfly symbol keeps showing up, and it's actually a symbol to let him know that although his wife died, she was pregnant, and the child lived, and this tribe had the child. So that makes perfect sense to me when you tell me that you see, the dragonfly as a symbol. And I have some symbols in that I see. I work a lot with horses, too. And I did want to ask you, too, now, do you believe that for our listeners out there, this is a question that I get quite a bit, and I wanted to ask your take on this. Do you believe that human souls and spirits can return to Earth as animals, or do you believe that everything is separated?
No, I tend to... that's a funny question. And in the beginning, right before I started my spiritual journey, if you'd asked me then, I probably would have said, because I was raised, Christian, and I probably would have said, well, once you've become human, that's it, you're always going to be human. But in the process of my taking people on past life journeys and plugging into my own, I've really found that we can be whatever it is that God would have us be, to come down and learn whatever lessons we're supposed to learn. I've seen clients that have gone from being a woman, and the next life we look in and she's a goldfish in a bowl, and then she's back to being a horse and, a wild Mustang, and then the next life I'm plugging in is the person I'm talking to. So, I have seen it, well, as much as we can say I've seen it, I have seen it pretty much firsthand. And I also have memories for myself of being a pine tree, and how And the wonderment of that, and the energy of that, and how free and strong and majestic that I felt, while I was a pine. It was really wonderful. It felt very noble, as a matter of fact. So
I would imagine that's fascinating. I do believe that trees and crystals, and that most things in life made by, are made by God, and therefore they are living, and they have some type of soul or spirit to them, because they have life, a life force, so they have the life force energy. So for me, it's a little bit of a conundrum at balancing that in my belief system as to whether or not I can agree or disagree. I don't think that I've concluded that for myself yet. I'm still on that journey, but I've come across a lot of clients that are not comfortable as humans. They seem to me, when I'm plugging into their energy or I'm working with them to overcome obstacles, it's almost like and horses is one, especially wild horses, wild Mustangs, which I'm very attached to as well, and that may be part of it. But I've had clients that every time I'm working with them, I'm picturing them as a wild horse, and I've often questioned what does that mean. So it really does make sense to me that it could very well mean that it's because they had lived on this earth before in an animal form. So I can completely understand where you're coming from and that you believe that. And I think that all of our listeners should be open to all of these ideas and take, you know, bits and pieces and put together their own belief system, which is what the world is all about, is learning and then deciding for ourselves. And definitely they should visit us at Star Psychics to talk with the readers further if they would like to get more information about animal guides and animal totems and how to find their animal guide or totem if they're unsure. And I've definitely done a lot of that work before, and I'm fascinated, and I really enjoy the subject as well. And so anything else that you would add about how the average person, not someone within the profession, but the average person, what, you know, how could finding, let's say that a client decides that they want to become involved and get to know one of their animal guides, at least one, perhaps more, and connect with them. How could that guide help them? What could we give to them or offer to them to say that doing so would give you this or help you in this way?
Well, I kind of think in the same way that, you know, our pets or our animals that we connect to regularly help us. Sometimes in just that undefined sense of feeling accepted or feeling loved, you know, I think that many times just that sense of feeling that you're connected, even like with the angels or spirit guides that were helped, or we feel that there's energy around us that loves us and that wants to connect to us, is a wonderful benefit of having.
That's a great point. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But that is just so wonderful what you just said. That's so true. So please go on.
And other than that, I mean, sometimes you'll find that you'll just get strength out of nowhere. Many times, I may not even know, or I think, you know, a lot of our clients, just regular, you know, people that are not as enlightened, not that I'm the great I am, but people that haven't reached that spot yet, you know, will maybe getting help and not even know the source that they're getting help from. They just feel it, you know, and oftentimes it will be animals. But
I need to tell you,
Stars Maya, it unfortunately time flies when you and I get together. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful time, and I can pretty much guarantee at some point you and I will be doing another topic. Please remember, everyone, to go on over to starspsychics.com, StarsPsychics.com, and connect up with us or connect up with who you like. We're right there. And, you know, you can always read our bios and learn about who we are if you like. And with that, I'm going to turn it on over to you, Stars Maya, so you can say your goodbyes.
Yes, we appreciate everyone that takes the time, and we hope that you enjoy our subjects and topics and that you enjoy the show. And as always, Stars Rainbow Rose, it's always such a pleasure to discuss our topics and to work together. So goodbye and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Okay, that's our topic discussion for tonight. How awesome. And I do have Stars Maya with us tonight. So I don't know if any of you want to know what kind of an animal you might have with you. You could certainly ask her. I'm sure she would try. I'm going to connect Stars Maya now and get our first reading going. Okay, Stars Maya, I'm going to connect you with Elsina. She has a question for you.
Okay.
Alcina, you're on with Stars Maya.
Hello. I have a question pertaining to, like, love and relationships.
Sure.
I'm wondering, like, where things are going to go with me and Ryan.
Okay. And can you spell your name for me? Because I it wasn't very clear. I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing it right.
A-L-P-H-I-N-A.
Alcina.
Yes.
Okay, Alcina. Okay. First of all, there's a lot of... You and Ryan have some connections that come from the past. Now, I don't know if this is literal or not. Has he come in and out of your life?
Yes, we've always been on again, off again.
Okay. And what my guides are telling me is that there's actually a strong learning relationship. That's the karma that I'm getting between you, that you both have lessons that are able to be learned from one another by being together. As far as being a successful life partner with each other, unfortunately, that's not coming to me as a strong potential. Now, that being said, I do believe in love and miracles, so I don't want you to think that I'm telling you that this is absolutely impossible. What I'm sharing with you is that my guides are feeling that this relationship is more meant to be a learning experience for both of you, and that eventually you both you'll feel a little bit differently than you do now, and you will be able to let go and find there will be someone else that will come into your life, and you may look back and understand more how much Ryan taught you about yourself and about relationships. But there again, there's always going to be the possibility that you and Ryan work together and work it out. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just believe that we'll always be together, so...
You just what?
I believe that we will always be together because we're sort of like the same.
Right.
We have a lot of different.
And if you feel that way, you know, you should follow your heart. I believe that our heart tells us something for a reason. And so above and beyond whatever input you get from other people, you should definitely follow your heart. And I'm not suggesting at all that you give up or you walk away or anything. I'm just passing along the information that was given to me, and I hope that whatever is your highest good is what works out for you. And absolutely, Alcina, follow your heart. And God bless you, and thank you for calling in.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Thank you, Alcina. Come back and see us, and be sure to go to, I guess we lost her. Okay. All right, Stars Maya, I have one of our stars, Triketra, on, and she's going to take the next guest question, so I will put you on hold. Okay, Lisa,
hello.
Are you there? Hi.
I'm
okay,
here.
I have my reader. Her name is Stars Triketra. She's going to be your next. She's going to be the reader next. So hold on, and I'll connect you. Oh, this voice is driving me nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, my Stars Triketra, it's your turn. You have Lisa on the air for her one question. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, I wanted to know what you see coming up for my love life. And thank you so much, Stars Triketra.
Right. So do you want to know about your love life? You want to know some nice specials coming into it?
Yeah, whatever you see around my love life, that will be fabulous.
Okay.
I did have a breakup about 6
yeah,
months ago.
I see that. I'm looking at right now.
I mean, I still do have feelings. I still have feelings for him, but I don't know.
You're very optimistic about the relationship.
I'm very what?
But I do see you're very.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You're breaking up a little bit. Can you repeat it?
You're very optimistic about the relationship.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I do see that since the breakup, you know, this is a change for you, though.
It's a what?
It's a great change, you know, since the breakup. Even though, you know, you really want to go back to the relationship, this is a really good change. It's and I'm seeing that you shouldn't go back.
Yeah, I know I want to go back, and I know I shouldn't. It's really, but really the opportunity to go back hasn't presented itself at all. He's not really contacting me at all.
Yeah, and I don't see that he's going to. I see this is a time for you to kind of take out for yourself and figure out what, you know, as far as what do you want in life. And this time I do see that this relationship is, it's pretty much, it's over.
He doesn't have feelings for me anymore.
I see he's pretty confused. He's not really sure which way he wants to go at this point.
Okay. But he doesn't feel anything for me, or he doesn't know if he feels anything?
He doesn't know if he feels anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say that at this time, I think that it would be better to just move on.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Yeah.
Easier said than done.
Yeah, yes, I definitely understand that.
We had like a really strong connection. I guess I'm confused why we can't be together. I don't really understand that.
I don't really have that answer, but I do see that you gotta, as far as you go, you really need to kind of sit down and, you know, look at your future. I think a lot of you have you need to do a lot of soul searching right now.
Mhm. Well, I'm the one who broke up with him, just so you know.
I kind of figured that.
Not that it matters really, but I just couldn't take the hot cold back forth thing anymore. And I was like, I have to put an end to this. He's, you know, it doesn't seem like he wants to make any kind of commitment, and
it was an overload for you, huh?
I know what I know. He really liked me. That's the thing that confused me. I'm like, okay, if this guy really likes me, why is he acting like this? It didn't make sense.
Yeah, it seems like he's really overloaded. He had a lot of obligations, and it was just really blocking him.
Yeah, you're right. Yep. Well, I guess that's the verdict. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck to you, Lisa. Thank you for coming, and you can always get a reading at starpsychics.com for something more in-depth. I know a few minutes does not answer your question too much, but Stars Triketra will be on. All my readers are on. I think I have like 100 and some right now, and they're all wonderful. So please come back and see us, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
And follow your heart. I was listening. You know, you're young enough that you can make good, sound decisions, and you've got a lot to offer.
Thank you.
So I agree with my stars. I really do.
I agree with her, too. It's just sometimes it's not easy to move on, like even if you know that's the thing you're supposed to do.
I know. No, I certainly know that. I know that only too well. But anyways, you're welcome to keep listening to the show if you like.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Stars Maya, I've got Maddie on the line here. Let me get her. Oh, my voice is fading. Isn't this good?
You're okay.
Maddie, are
Hi.
You there?
I'm here.
You've
How
got
are you?
Stars Maya with you for your question.
Yes. I really wanted to know my Adam totem.
Oh, good, good, good. I love this.
Can you see which Adam okay, decides
so-
me?
So what you want to know, Maddie, is you want to know what comes up for me around you as far as an animal totem.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like you have a lot, and a few of them might be pets that have passed, or, you know, are crossed over in this life or in past lives. But let me see what my guides can show me as the main or you know, what I feel is maybe your most what I can pick up. I'm actually picking up a very large wolf. I almost feel like it might be a Canadian or a Russian wolf because it doesn't look like wolves that we see here in the U.S., like that are small and kind of spindly. This wolf looks very large, and I feel like it's a solid color. I actually feel like it might be solid black even, or a very darkish color and very large. I'm going to say weight-wise from what I'm being shown, probably 160 pounds. So I don't know if you've ever been drawn to wolves at all.
No. No, I have not.
Okay. Is there any animal that you have found yourself drawn to? Because we definitely do have more than one, just because that's the first thing that my guides picked up around you. I feel that's your protection animal guide.
Oh, wolf. Oh, I never really thought about an animal totem, and there's no particular animal that I'm drawn to, but at one time I used to be afraid of snakes, but when I was a child, a snake charmed me. I mean, it just stared at me, and I stared back, and that was that. I didn't move, and it didn't move, so I used to be really afraid of snakes, but as time went past over the years, I'm not even just watching on TV. It doesn't even bother me anymore. But
it doesn't. Interestingly enough, what I'd like for you to do is when you have a moment, do you have computer access?
Bobby?
Do you have access to a computer?
I do.
Okay, when you get a minute, I want you to look up Russian wolves. They're very different from the kind that are in the U.S., and they're usually a solid color, like a reddish-black sometimes. I think they might even be white. Sometimes they are they're dark, but, they might have a little bit of coloring, but it looks more solid. Because actually the Russians used to, a long time ago, if you can believe this, they used to use wolves to keep the snakes out. Now, we're going back hundreds of generations, but wolves were one of the canine-type canid lupus is actually what the correct term. They were one of the ones that were not afraid and would go head-to-head with a cobra. So I think that your wolf totem came in to protect you and may have helped you during that time, and that's why you're no longer afraid, because subconsciously what's going on is you're not even aware that your wolf is stepping in whenever you see a snake and taking the fear away. It's just kind of an automatic process. So I'd like for you, I really encourage people, once they've been given a little bit of information, to look it up and look at the different pictures. And again, I feel like this is Russia. And that area, there's Germania, I think, is in that area. Look at those big wolves and look at the ones that their weight is about 160 pounds, because it's a very different look, and it's very different than, like, the wolves that we see in our North America, like up in Yosemite and up in Montana. So I think that's really great, Maddie, that you have such a great protector. And I hope that you'll enjoy looking at those pictures, and I hope that resonates within your soul when you find that. And it's been a pleasure to talk. God bless you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. And we have more than one totem animal.
We do. Yes, we do. We have. I mean, it almost can be infinite. It can almost be unlimited. But we usually have more. Different ones serve different purposes, but the first one that came across to me was the wolf, and I also feel like you have some type of an owl that is also very watchful, and I don't know, I know we're very limited in time, so for an in-depth reading, please come to STARS, and that's STARS with the Z Psychics.com. and I would be happy, and so would the other experts, to go in depth with you. And we can do email readings also, where we can give you a list of all your different animal totems, or as good of a list as you can. But for some reason, I feel like at some point in your life, someone stabbed you in the back, and you now have an owl that is also a little bit of a protector. But what I feel the owl does is he watches your back. That makes sense to you?
Someone stabbed me in the back, like literally harmed me with a knife, or just...
No, I mean like...
That's malicious.
Like betrayed you, someone that you would not have expected betrayed you.
Well, I guess we all have enemies. I cannot think nothing off. I cannot think of anything.
I mean, it would be. It doesn't necessarily have to be something, you know.
I think pretty much family members.
Okay, that makes sense, because an owl is a loner, and an owl. There are certain owls that can turn almost 360 degrees and see, and I think that's fascinating that owl came up. And I'm not really sure what kind it is. It's got color to me, and it looks like it has short, pointed ears, if that gives you any help. And we should let our callers know to have a pen and paper handy to take notes, because, you know, whenever you're, you know, kind of on the spot like this, things go so fast, and it's not always easy to think when somebody asks you, when I ask you a question, has someone betrayed you? And that's general, too. I don't know many of us that haven't possibly been betrayed, but this is something that it was significant enough and unexpected enough from, like, a family member makes sense, because it would be someone that we normally would not expect a family member to betray us. So I hope that gives you some insight into some of your animal guides. And Maddie, we'd love to have you come see us for a more in-depth reading and give you all sorts of animals.
Okay. All right, because I was looking for you to say a panther, because some time ago someone told me they saw a panther around me. And I thought,
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, well, I'd already told you that, so I felt like you wanted something different.
Oh, yes. Are you the one that told me about the panther?
Ma'am.
I'm sorry. I don't recall.
Oh, that's okay. I'm pretty sure that I talked to you before and I saw the Black Panther, so I thought you were looking for something different. That's why I didn't bring it up.
Oh, see, I didn't know it was you. I totally forgot.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You're a lot of fun, and I love your energy, and I'm glad that I was able to bring up some new animals for you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. All right.
So now you have three, Maddie.
Now I have three. Oh, why? An owl, a panther, three powerful.
Very,
wow.
Very, very powerful, very, very powerful, and very sacred, too. So I really encourage our callers to look up these animals that they're not familiar with and get more information, because it's really exciting and very interesting. And I'm glad that you got to with us again. And I wish you the best, and hopefully we'll see you on starpsychics.com.
All right. Thank you very much. Wow.
Thank you, Maddie.
Very,
have a
very
good
enlightening. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Stars Maya. You did another terrific reading. Oh, those totems are awesome. If we have time, which I don't know if we will or not, you'll have to tell everybody about mine, and I'm going to look mine up too. I've got Stars Media Matthew. He just showed up. We'll give him the next reading and see if there's another one, okay?
Yes, and I've been looking, and I'm thinking it's a white tiger now, so.
It is a white tiger. Oh, my, look at them paws. I can see them now. I love it. Okay, let me switch over now. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, my stars, medium Matthew, are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Wesley, you have stars, medium Matthew on the air live. You can get, ask your one question of him, okay? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering, I'm going to keep this confidential a little bit. I was wondering, is there any, what's the mindset of my relationship with DK?
With your relationship with DJ?
No, CK.
With CJ, am I correct? C as in Charlie?
No, C as in Charlie and K as in kangaroo.
CK, okay. The relationship right now has a lot of strange aspects going on here. I'm almost getting the feeling that both of you have some, if you'll forgive the old adage, some skeletons in the closet, and you're worried about, one of you is worried about, or both of you are worried about actually letting out these truths about yourselves to each other. So far, does any of that ring a bell?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. With those skeletons, one of you is accurate that it will scare off the other one a little bit, but if you prep yourselves for this conversation ahead of time, then those skeletons might be a little bit easier to deal with. But right now, that's kind of a relationship breaker, so you need to be ready to be honest with each other about those, and then things might get a little bit better. But if it doesn't, I will say that you have another relationship that will be coming up, and I'm getting 6 months from now, that if this relationship doesn't work, you will have one that actually does work, and the comfort level will be what you might call extremely refreshing.
Okay.
So at that point, you'll feel much more comfortable. But before you give up on that one, try to open up the communication doors and see if you can get things going. And also, there's something going on funny with, and I'm getting the word, your career, but I would have also called it a job, but it's either a change, you're looking for a change, or there's a change coming possibly within the company, and you might be a little bit worried about that, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something's funny going on there. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I'm actually in school right now, so I just got into the higher level school, and it's just been, I'm not used to it, to be honest with you, but I'm trying to bring myself to basically get used to the school level
Okay. That
I needed to do in order to, yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be a little bit of work for you. So if that's the case, that's another thing that you have to focus on. I hope that helps.
Okay, it does.
All right. Well, if there's anything else you have to ask me real quick, I can try it out, or I guess we're all set. It's up to you.
Well, that'll be all, because I don't feel like taking too much, because I'm sure there's other people on the line too. So.
Well, thanks for giving us a call. And as the host said, take a look at starpsychics.com, and maybe you'll get some other good answers there too. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Wesley. Come back and see us, and do come to the site, like our medium Matthew said, starpsychics.com. I have a lot of talent over there.
All right.
Okay, Matthew, I'm going to give this next one over to Maya, so hold on.
All right.
Hi, Stars Maya. Are you ready for the next one?
I sure am.
Okay, this is going to be Mary. Let me connect her. Mary, you're on with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your question.
Hi, Stars Maya. This is Mary. yes, I'm wondering if you see a situation involving my finances turning around for the better soon.
Oh, bless your heart, Mary. It's been one thing after another with you, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Boy, I just felt, first of all, I want you to know that things are going to improve. I feel like there's going to be, and this may have already occurred, there are going to be some losses and some sacrifices. So I want to prepare you for that. And just let it go and try not to get too wrapped up in what's going on now, because the future shows a complete turnaround. I feel like it's going to take probably 3 to 4 months for there to be a complete turnaround. I feel there's still several weeks of going through some processes, and again, the finances seem pretty strapped, and you know, I do get some sacrifices and some changes, but don't let that define your life, because actually the far off future, and when I say far off future, I'm talking about towards the end of the year and especially the beginning of next year, you have a lot of good luck coming your way, a lot of payoff. I like to say the seeds that we've sown. You've paid a lot of karmic debts. You've gone through a lot of difficulty. Part of it is karma. Part of it is lessons. Part of it is choices. And I see so much changing around that I really want to, I feel that your energy is a little bit downtrodden and a little bit beat up. You feel like emotionally you've been beat up, and actually you have been. So I really sympathize with where you're at. But just look to the future. You have a lot of great opportunities, surprises, a lot of great things headed your way. Again, 4 months' time, things are going to be very, very different. You're going to be out of all this struggling and this, you know, just constant daily worry. Try to release, I'm not sure what your belief system is, but if you believe in God, try to release as much as you can to God or whatever your belief system is, universe, goddess, release to that, and just keep telling yourself, you know, that in the end of this year and the start of the new year is the start of a whole new path, and all these lessons will have been learned, all the karma debts paid off, and you will be opening door after door to great opportunities in every area of your life. So you truly do have if I wish you could feel what I'm feeling and what I'm being shown. It almost brings tears to my eyes that it's just such a contrast to what you're going through. So special prayers go out to you, Mary, and you hang in there. This is going to get better, I promise you.
Can I ask you if the losses, will I have to give up my home, or do you know what areas that's coming? Because I have gone through some losses already in the past 6-7 years, personal losses.
Okay. The house still feels to me like it's up in the air. It feels like there's a possibility that you can keep the house, but my guides are asking you to really consider if that's the best option for you. And to really think about that, because a house is just a building. I know, you know, we all turn our houses into a home, but you can do that anywhere. I do think there's a possibility from what my guides are showing me that you can keep your home, but I don't think it's probably going to end up being the most likely or the best route for you, because it's going to tie you down to things and so you might want to reconsider that.
Another opportunity, or is it, you know, right now I don't see, of course, but I'm just wondering if something else would be presented that I would have a choice, or that I would find some other place, or does that seem...
I feel like you own your home, is that correct?
Yes, and it's just it's financially, I'm trying to work out a better plan for it, because financially I'm not able to continue this way.
One of the things that came up for me was a short sale. Now, of course, I'm not a real estate agent, and I can't give, you know, financial advice, but that's something to look at. Yes, I do feel that an opportunity is going to present itself and that this weight is going to be lifted. What I'm getting is that you could probably keep your house, but if you do that, you're still going to have that burden, and that may not release you enough to what you need and you want to be able to embrace the future. So it's just something to think about.
It's just where am I going if I did leave that? That's my main concern. You know, right now I've been exploring options and haven't come up with any.
You will. Give it some time. I feel like options will be presented. I feel like if you go that route, if you decide to go ahead
and make a change in your living situation. There may be a temporary move, and then after the first of the year, I feel something will come up that will just be, just it will just blow you away. It will be so
really?
Perfect. Yeah.
That's all right. Listen, while she's still talking,
yes,
I wanted to see if you want me to list your company.
Go ahead. We got twisted over. List what now?
I'm sorry. I missed that.
So if you, you know, it's a choice that you need to consider and make, Mary. What I'm seeing for you is that, yes, an option is going to come up, and I feel that actually two options. The first one will definitely be a better option. The first one, if you decide to go ahead and give the house up or make arrangements to get out of the house. But what I really see that I'm really impressed with is that if you take that route, just around the end of the year into the first of the year, something is going to come up, and I feel like it's something that you'll own, maybe an owner finance, maybe a lease to own, but it definitely will be your home, and it will absolutely amaze you. I just feel like you're saying, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe I can. It will be as nice or nicer or better, whatever term you want to use, than what you have, and at a price that's probably close to half. Or
really?
Or less. Yes. I mean, when I tell you that after right around the end and the first of the year, these changes are coming. These are huge changes, and it's I'm being shown door after door opening, and I see you smiling. One of the things I see is you walking into a new home. It's a little bit different, but it will be very comfortable. Something that you love, something that you can be proud of, and I feel like you will reside there for a very, very, very long time.
Oh.
So definitely make sure that you consider all options, and always the choice is yours.
Is it in the same area where I'm at?
I feel that it's within the general area. To that, just to clarify what that means to me, is that means within an hour. I don't feel it's a long distance move, no.
No, uh-huh.
I feel it's
I've been looking close to where I live.
Yes, I feel if you go that route, both of these transitions will be fairly close to where you are. Again, to me, that means within about an hour or less. An hour would be the absolute maximum. So I think you have a lot to look forward to, Mary. You just got to get through now, and you will. You're strong, and keep chin up, keep your faith, and don't forget to visit us at starspsychic.com for more in-depth reading or more guidance on your life changes and all the good things that lie ahead. God bless you, and I appreciate your call.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Bless you all.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mary.
We'll show it later. Go on the air.
Stars Maya, thank you again for doing such an awesome job.
You are so welcome.
You really did an awesome job. We had Matthew was on, of course, and of course
yes,
he wants to do the topic if you can next week, so you let me know, okay?
Yes, I definitely will. There, no question about it. I feel 100%
better. So now it's
better.
What kind of a tiger is it now? It's a white tiger?
Yeah, I'm going to send you, what I'm going to do is I found some pictures because when I looked up the snow leopard, that didn't fit. And I found